Washington, D.C., the real D.C., where people live, work, and go to school, has that awkward legal status. Residents pay taxes but don't get votes in Congress. Congress, on the other hand, has significant control over local D.C. politics. So when D.C. residents legalized marijuana last year, Congress prevented the city council from regulating the drug. The result is a legal limbo, even as enterprises are popping up with some creative business models. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has an example.
My name's Bo Kenny, and I'm with Warsh Hydro, and we're located in Adams Morgan in the heart of the Green Light District. You know, it's a place where cannabis isn't frowned upon. A lot of local businesses have put green lights in their windows just to let people know that canna dollars are important to them. We sell a full spectrum of hydroponics, air conditioning units, dehumidifiers, tents, grow lights. Anything that you need to grow cannabis or tomatoes with, we have. Business has been good. The biggest surprise I've seen here is people that are 50-plus coming into shop. They all want to get off opioids. They all want to get off medications. A lot of people come in that have got friends, family suffering from cancer. A lot of the vendors now are registering their businesses, paying sales tax on whatever products they sell. And under Initiative 71, we can give you cannabis. We just can't sell it to you. So a lot of places where you can buy things and they'll give you cannabis. T-shirts, ball caps, you know, just different items. You know, it works. It doesn't belong on the street. It doesn't belong in school districts. And it needs to be done responsibly. And I think that there's a lot of cannabinoids that are out there. And they're using these techniques. And cannabinoids, just, it's a new word, you know. It's just, but that's what these people are. There's a lot of people out here that bake things. They make candies. They make cookies. And I think that's where this whole cannabis movement's going, is that a lot of people, young, old, in the middle, we're all tired of war. We're all tired of an economy that doesn't work. And we all believe in the green economy. And we all trust in green. It's an opportunity. We moved here, bought a house here, and opened a business here. America is going to be the best growers in the world for cannabis, and it's going to be our cash crop. And that's really what I truly believe.
An entrepreneur in D.C.